cutting deeper with every thought of Mason and Lennox's arms. "No, take me home," I snap. Phil cuts his eyes at me. "Yes, sir." I run my hands through my hair, pinching my lids closed as the vision of her eyes continue to burn into me. Although the car is silent, her words ring in my ears, making my head pound. The streetlights flash inside the car, giving me quick glimpses of myself in the window. I hate what I see. I did this. To her. To us. And I'll never be able to fix it. I pound my fist on my leg, knowing I fucked everything up. The car slows, and I know we're near home. As soon as Phil brakes, I leap from the car and hurry inside. I grab my decanter and a glass, never slowing down, and I walk straight out to the ocean. Pouring three fingers, I down it, dragging air between my teeth as the whiskey burns going down. I fill it to the rim this time, taking two big gulps, beating the fire in my throat back down. I take my phone from my pocket and do the only thing I can right now. I dial the number, praying it's answered.
"Hello?"
The voice is a welcome reprieve. That is until I spill my guts.
"Flynn, it's Lachlan. I don't want to be rude, but I don't have time to explain."
My heart savagely beats as I utter my next words. "I fucked up."